So friends, something that I did fail to mention during the announcements, it wasn't written down, and so my brain doesn't always remember things that are not written down. But we have our photo booth set up for tonight's carol service. Remember last year how cool it was? Ladies, do your hair. Men, bring your smiles. Do your hair. Thanks, Pete. But yeah, we've got a professional photographer coming to take your pic, and then you can have your Christmas photo that you can send to people and say Merry Christmas, and you can smile, and yeah, a lot of fun. So Advent is a season of anticipation. It's a season of waiting for different things. We wait for love, we wait for joy, we wait for peace, we wait for hope, we wait for this moment where Christ is born. And every year, we have these four Sundays. Hope, peace, joy, love. Every single year, the same four topics over and over again. This year, no different. Why is that? Why do we do this? I mean, it's really tough for a pastor, you must know. I've been in the ministry nearly 25 years. 25 sermons on peace, on love, on joy, on hope, on Christmas Day. We do it because it's important that some things we are reminded of again and again. We live in a world where we are very busy. We are very stressed. Lots happening. And today, peace is one of the things we should be reminded of more often. Not a peace like the world gives, but the Prince of Peace who brings us real peace. We should sit here for a while today and just go, do I experience peace? Do I have that peace? That's why we go over this again and again and again. You'll be very pleased to know this isn't last year's sermon, just said with a different tone. It's brand new. Many Christians love the idea of peace, but they struggle to actually experience peace. We know he's the Prince of Peace. We know that we can have peace in him. We know all of these things and we love that. But we battle sometimes to experience it in our own lives. Jesus did say in John 14:27, our scripture for today, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, and I do not give to you as the world gives. Advent today particularly reminds us of this truth. It's not a mood and it's not an absence of problems, but it's that peace that is found in the presence of a person. We know in Isaiah 9 verse 6, he will be called the Prince of Peace. He's the Prince of Peace. There was a prayer about that, and we know he is the one that is coming to bring peace. So we look today to Jesus as the giver of peace. A peace that is deeper, a peace that is stronger, a peace that is more real and more long-lasting than the peace that the world offers. Peace, real peace, is very important. So, a couple of things about peace. Peace is promised. Remember the Prince of Peace. I want to read that whole piece of scripture, Isaiah. The prophet brings us in Isaiah 9, 6 through 7, this prophecy about this person that's going to be born. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. The Prince of Peace. He speaks these words, he's a prophet, he speaks these words into a nation that is not doing well. They are drowning in fear. There's war coming in from the outside, and there's deceit, treachery, dishonesty inside. They had kings who had disappointed them. Doesn't it sound a little bit like South Africa, the world? Yet he announces into this situation a child who will come with divine authority, one who will bring peace, not by military rule, not by force, but by his presence and his reign in his kingdom. Peace is not found in changing circumstances. Peace is found in Christ who enters our circumstances. There was once a competition to paint a painting, and the brief was, paint a painting of peace. Many entries came in, landscapes, green hills, calm oceans. The winning entrance was this picture, a picture of a storm, crashing waves or water over rocks. But if you look really closely, there's a little bird in a nest, safe and sound in its nest. So we sometimes think that peace is us being taken out of that storm. And God does that sometimes. But more often than not, we stay in the storm. But he protects us in that place. I wrote something profound here that I put on the screen. Safety in the storm, not escape from it. Now I'm lost. Yeah, now I'm totally lost. Oh, wow, I'm right over here. Whew. Coffee's going to be early. One whole page in one sentence. Woo! Many, many times in Scripture, we get these promises of God and his presence with us. And I've got a whole lot. I'm not going to apologize for reading Scripture, but just stick with me, hey? Psalm 23, verse 4. We sang this. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. We sang this in our song. Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present in help. Joshua 1 verse 9, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Not just some places, everywhere. Matthew 28, and surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age. Hebrews 13, this is a quote from Deuteronomy 31 verse 6. If you're not sure if the Old Testament is important, here's a New Testament author writing a scripture from the Old Testament. Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Finally, Romans 8, for I'm convinced, we heard the scripture already. Cindy, for I'm convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He is always with us, always. We have to believe that truth. It's so important. It's so important. Don't think there's a moment where he steps away from you. You are as important as everybody else. Sometimes we have a poor self-image of ourselves. Will God really love me? Does he really like me? Am I really that person that Brian's speaking about? Yes, you are. He doesn't discriminate. He doesn't have favorites. We are all special. We're all loved by him incredibly. Woo! So you might feel like the bird in the nest. You might feel like the waves are crashing in. But the promises of Scripture say that they won't. Be safe in the care of our loving and compassionate Heavenly Father. He holds us in his hands. Jesus is not promising you a life free of stress, free of burdens, free of challenges, but he is promising us that he will always be with us no matter what we're going through. Peace is promised, then peace is received. That verse again, John 14. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Peace is received. Jesus is speaking these words the night before he goes to the cross. Judas has betrayed him. Peter is about to deny him. The disciples were anxious and confused. And it's into this moment that he says, do not let your hearts be troubled. A time when their hearts were most probably very troubled. And he says the same thing to us. When we are in a troubled place, do not let your hearts be troubled. He offers his peace. His peace is peace that is found fully in his Heavenly Father. Two very important truths. The peace Jesus gives is not circumstantial, but relational. Peace is Christ's presence with you and his Spirit in you. A Christian author wrote, sometimes God calms the storm, sometimes he lets the storm rage and he calms his child. That is peace, the peace that Jesus gives. And then he says, I do not give as the world gives. And we know that the world wants to give us peace. But often the world's peace is not a peace that lasts, or a peace that sustains, or a peace that really gives us peace. Often the world gives us peace through circumstances. We feel peaceful when our finances are stable, when relationships are going well, when our health is strong, when the work that we planned works out. If these circumstances change, then the peace is quickly gone. In my life, I can be calm, and then when all of that changes, I'm no longer calm. That's one of the pieces that the world offers. The world also gives peace through escape. We try and avoid reality by some of the things that we do. We binge watch or we scroll. Scrolling is now called doom scrolling. It's a great term because unfortunately that's what it has become for many people. We consume, we numb the pain with substance, we overwork to avoid reality. Some people fill their calendars so there is no quiet. This peace, again, is a temporary peace. It gives momentary relief, but not healing. It's not true peace. Peace the world gives also is peace given through control. If you can control everything, you can have peace. So we try and control people. We try and control outcomes. We try and control the future. We try and control the environment. But the more control we have, the more we try and grab it, the less we actually feel in control. Because deep down we know that we've tried this before and we lose the peace that we sometimes try and find in it. The world also gives peace through possessions. Buy more, own more, upgrade more, then you'll be satisfied. But when that is old or worn out, then what? Maybe just buy the old and worn out car straight from the word go. But when your bank balance drops, when your phone breaks, when your car needs repairs, or something else has something, somebody else has something newer or better, then what now? That peace that we try and find in that place, it does not last. The world also gives peace through self-confidence. Believe in yourself. Come on, church. You've got this. You can do it. Yeah, but what when you don't got this? Then what? You don't have that peace anymore. Sometimes that can help you a little bit, but it's not going to sustain you. The world gives peace through avoiding conflict. Don't rock the boat. Keep everybody happy. Ignore the issue and hope it goes away. Some people are really good at this, experts. But that's not real peace. It's not lasting peace. It's simply prolonging the inevitable. True peace doesn't ignore truth. The world also gives peace that is conditional. You're at peace if you perform well. You have peace if you succeed. You are safe if you meet the expectations. Jesus gives unconditional peace. His peace is rooted in his presence, not our performance. The world offers peace that is circumstantial, temporary, fragile. Jesus offers peace that is internal, eternal, and unshakable. You might not be able to control the economy, family tensions, health fears, workplace stress, the state of the world. We often like to try. We can't. But we must remember, Jesus said, "My peace I give you." Peace then is also sustained. The peace of God will guard your heart. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Paul is writing from prison, would you believe? He's not sitting on a beach somewhere going, hey, do not be anxious about anything. He's in prison. He's not in comfort. He's most probably not experiencing the peace that we would hope he would in that environment. Yet, he speaks of the peace that guards our hearts and minds. Peace is not It's not passive, it's active, and it's practical, and it's personal. God invites us to hand over our burdens to Him in prayer. Imagine for a moment that all of those things that feel like no peace are like rocks in a backpack. You have this thing that you just haul around with you. A whole lot of different things. Maybe it's fear, stress, financial worry, anger, guilt. When we go to God in prayer, we don't have to tell Him what's in the bag. He really does know. Don't have to say, Lord, I'm full of fear. He knows we're full of fear. But we should go to Him in prayer and say, Lord, here, won't you carry this for me? And won't you help me carry this? And I'm struggling with this. That's how we should go to God. He promises us peace. He doesn't say, oh, you'll have peace, enjoy that big rucksack of rocks. Never. He's saying, let me help you carry that. Wait, let me carry it all. This Advent, God is calling you to release what you've been holding on to trust where you've been anxious, to worship where you've been worrying. And His peace will guard you like a soldier watching over a city. Advent reminds us that peace is promised by the Father, peace is given by the Son, and peace is sustained by the Holy Spirit. Peace is not a feeling to chase, but a person to trust. Horatio Spafford, who wrote It Is Well With My Soul, writes this incredible hymn after losing his four daughters. He is not at peace like we think peace should be. When he says, it is well with my soul, he's not saying it's well with my life, because it's not. But he's saying it's well because Christ was with him. In the storm, in the struggle, he was not alone. We all know what not having peace feels like, but do we know what it feels like to have the peace of Christ guarding our hearts? This Advent, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, stands before you and says, my peace I give you. Will you receive it? Will you walk in it? Will you entrust your worries, your fears, and your future to Him? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the gift of your peace. Peace that the world cannot give and cannot take away. Thank you, Lord Jesus, our Prince of Peace, who steps into our storms and speaks calm to our hearts. Thank you, Holy Spirit, you guard our minds and steady our souls. Lord, in this Advent season, teach us to bring our anxieties to you in prayer. Help us to trust you more deeply, to rest in your promises, and to walk daily in your presence. Where there is fear, bring your comfort, Lord. Where there is confusion, bring your clarity. Where there is turmoil, bring your stillness. Make us instruments of your peace in our families, our workplaces, our community, and our church. Let the light of Christ shine through us in a world longing for hope. We ask and all this in the name of Jesus Christ, the one who rules with peace that passes all understanding. Amen. Let's sing our closing song. Peace.